Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Real Home. This is your host, Tamara Taylor, lifestyle curator, to walk you through every stage of your life, from having a perfect home that is suited just for you, from travel tips, vacationing solo and with family, creating weeknight meals, and creating plans and tips that are strategic to help elevate your home and your everyday lifestyle. So let's get on started in today's episode. We're going to be talking about tantalizing the senses, how to elevate your home, and we're going to be doing it with smell. Have you ever heard the term nose blindness? If you haven't, let me introduce you to it. Nose blindness happens when you become blind and begin to have odors, and you have gotten so accustomed to those odors that it no longer smells different to you. Meaning that in our homes, with our trash cans and certain parts of our homes, we have got accustomed to certain smells. And to us, our home may smell good. But when others come in, they walked in, they'd be like, what is that smell? And I'm guilty. Let me tell you, I've walked into my home and I'm like, what is that smell? And it may be the trash can. It may be some food that fell and never got picked up. Something in the pantry that I need to take care of. Whatever it is, we're going to tackle it today because we want our home to smell fresh as we're approaching the warmer, getting from the warmer months and approaching the cooler months. Our home has to be a reflection of that, not just in decor, but when you walk in, you want to have those senses like, ooh, it smells good. Has that nuttiness or that fruitiness of the spices, whatever is your go-to scent. And if you don't like scents, that's fine too. But let's make sure that when you walk in, your home does not smell of trash, doesn't smell of anything that could be rotten. We want to take care and make sure that we have a fresh home, not just for us, not just for our family, but also for our guests. It creates that environment. Even when you're ready to chillax and relax in the evening, you want to know who it smells good. It feels good. It gives you that sense of security when it comes to my home. Not only is clean, but it smells clean. It gets off that, okay? So now that we've covered what nose blindness is, and let me also mention this, it also can occur in your car. It's not just for your home. We have nose blindness in our cars. When we get in every day, again, we've accustomed ourselves to certain smells. And when people get in, it's like, oh, what is that? So we're going to be able to utilize tips that's going to help combat and make sure that your home is a reflection of cleanliness and it smells that way. So we're going to go through some suggestions to combat our nose blindness. And also, nose blindness can be considered like odor fatigue. It also can just really, you know, kind of be that last thing in the thought process of you because, again, you've just gotten so accustomed to it, you don't kind of pay any mind, out of sight, out of mind. And even though to you is normal, to others it's not. So let's figure out what are some things that we could do to really address that. And that way we are tantalizing our senses and elevating our home through smell. The first thing you want to do is to take a moment and wipe down any of our surfaces. Our surfaces not only collect bacteria, it collects germs. You figure our surfaces, especially in our kitchens and our bathrooms. You think about in our kitchens, we're constantly cooking. And every night we might be cooking with something different. We may have chicken, we may have fish, ground turkey, ground beef. Even if you do not do meat and you're vegan or pescatarian, whatever it is that you are, you're still cutting up vegetables and onions and beets and carrots and celeries and juices and fruits and things of that nature. So some of that stuff can spill. Some of it gets stuck in our counters. Some of it is on our cutting boards. And we have to take a moment to make sure those things are thoroughly clean. So with our cutting boards, sometimes our wooden ones especially can kind of trap in odors. So you want to take a moment to sprinkle a little baking soda on it, take some vinegar, maybe put it on directly, or you can kind of put it on a sponge. Let it sit for a few moments, maybe in a sink with a stopper. Let it sit for a few moments. If you have some lemons, you could put a little lemon juice on there. But you really want to clean as well as get any bacteria that could be housed in that, because again, the wood and some of our some of those things could be porous and holding on to old odors. So we need to make sure that our cutting boards are cleaned and sanitized. Now, if you have the ones that are plastic, that's fine too. You can make sure that you're cleaning those well with soap. And this applies to those. Again, sometimes you may not get all of the odors out, you know, so those are the things that you can do to make sure that you are soaking them. Wiping down your countertops, taking either a disinfectant. You can make a disinfectant if you choose to. You can purchase one. They have a lot of all-purpose cleaners and sprays, or you could take some Clorox wipes. Those are really good because not only is the Clorox going to help get what is stuck, but it also is going to clean your surface. The weather is changing and shifting. And this is the time where sometimes, you know, people are getting sick, or, you know, germs are starting to kind of pollute a little bit more. And so you want to make sure that your home is protected. So utilizing something like Clorox wipes gives you the twofold. So it's making sure that surface is clean as well. So wiping down our cabinets, wiping down our countertops, going through all of the surfaces, getting under our appliances. A lot of times we don't pull our appliances out in our kitchens, but that's another thing that we need to do regularly, because food gets stuck back there. When we're cooking, you know, you have those, if you have the little space on the side where some food may have gotten and dropped down. If you have the spacers to collect it, that is awesome. You can get those from Amazon. I know they have them. But if you don't, you want to just take a moment. It's not one of those things that you do regularly, but this is something that's going to help make sure that, again, any food that may be hidden in the cracks and crevices, we're able to get that. And this is a great time to also, when you're pulling out that stove and oven, to get through the sides, take some cleaner, wipe the sides of it down. Those things that we are typically cooking, they drip, or when we're moving food over and say we're fixing our plates, how many times has food gotten down there and you really can't get it out? And you just kind of let it sit and we'll keep moving. We'll wipe what we can see and get to. But that other food that's kind of sitting there, it will eventually begin to smell. So pulling out that stove, getting behind it, doing a thorough sweep and clean back there while the stove is pulled out, taking some of your all-purpose spray or disinfectant and wiping it thoroughly all around the sides of it, the front, the top part of it. Do a thorough clean. That's going to help, again, with any lingering odors that are those odors that are hidden that you may not be able to see readily. You also want to make sure that when you're sweeping anything that is stuck on, take a moment. If you have to get some hot rag, get one of those wipes, whatever you need to do. Anything that has kind of been sitting there is sticky, not only for purposes of you don't want to have any bugs and ants or anything like that, but you want to get those things up. Again, it begins to turn into odors over time. And so these tips are not to just hide odors. We want to address odors where they are. So this is starting in our kitchen. Also, cleaning out our refrigerators, taking everything out. We don't do it often, but I recommend at least doing it maybe 2 to 3 times a year, where you are literally taking it out. Now, I know some people do it every time they make groceries or they're doing a big grocery haul. They'll take everything out. You know, not everybody has the aesthetically pleasing refrigerators, freezers, where everything is just, you know, beautifully on site, what you see on Pinterest or some of the influencers on Instagram, TikTok. Not everybody has that. And this is no shade to anybody that does. I love those. They're beautiful, but it's not always realistic for some families. Every family is different. So taking everything out of the refrigerator, taking those bins out of the bottom, because in those bins, we typically store our fruit. We're going to have our vegetables down there sometimes. So especially like with onions or potatoes that we may put in those bins, if you're not keeping them in the pantry, those things tend to just kind of sit. And, you know, with potatoes, they eventually start growing little things. And with our onions, the onion outer layer begins to kind of shed out. And all of that stuff is at the bottom of that bin in the refrigerator. And we don't really clean it or wipe it out as regularly as we should. This is the time we're going to take everything out. We're going to take our dishwashing liquid and we're going to do a thorough wipe. Take those trays out. You can literally take the trays out of your refrigerator, wipe them down. If you don't want to take the trays out, that's fine too. Wipe them thoroughly in the inside. Get in the side, get in the door, get in the cracks and crevices of your refrigerator, because a lot of times stuff is spilling or may have spilled in your refrigerator. And either you just haven't had enough time, you figure you'll get it later, or it's just one of those things that, you know, you might not even be able to really see it because it's hidden behind something. But a lot of times when you pick up that jar or that bottle, you'll say, oh my goodness, it's sticky. You know, so we want to make sure that we're wiping down our bottles. We're wiping out the door of the refrigerator, getting into those cracks and crevices. That's also going to help combat the smell of the home and any food that could be bad in there. We want to take time out and thoroughly clean the refrigerator out. Any leftovers that's in there, because, you know, life happens. We're all busy. We have families. We have careers. We're going through a lot of different phases through our day, and we wear a lot of different hats. So a lot of times the refrigerators, leftovers, that stuff kind of just goes unnoticed and untapped. Wonderful. No problem. Now when we're here, we're going to take those things out, clean it out, throw all of that stuff away. We're going to go ahead and clean the bowls out, whatever Tupperware you have, making sure those are washed thoroughly, because odors tend to linger there too. Listen, this is also a great time that if you have a lot of different Tupperware and you may not have tops, matching sizes, you don't have all of the different pieces to a set, this is the time to go ahead and let that stuff go. Some of the stuff is stained up over and over. We're holding on to it. Go ahead and trash it. Because again, a lot of the odors and stuff kind of just lingers in those containers. We want to do the same with our freezer. Take everything out of your freezer, wipe it out. Now, you're not going to really have as much of a smell in the freezer, but while we're doing the refrigerator, it's a great time to take everything out of your freezer, wipe it out, and put everything back in. You will feel good and accomplished, and then you will have that freshness. Wipe the outside of your refrigerator, especially the door handles. We're constantly opening and closing our refrigerator and freezer. So we want to make sure that we're wiping the door handles. Do the same in your pantry. Your pantries house a lot of non-perishables, but a lot of times we'll put stuff in there, we'll throw things in there. Sometimes stuff hasn't been closed very well. Some things have been molded because we just haven't eaten it. So you may have bagels and buns and bread and those things that are just kind of in there. And they could have just kind of just sat, and now they're molded or they're no longer good. Go ahead and take those things out. Throw those things away. Go ahead and sweep. Go ahead and take some time to sweep out, especially if your pantry houses like your sugar, your flour, things of that nature, as most of us will have. Things tend to spill when we're putting things away or we're getting things out. Or if we have little ones that want to be helpful, you know that they're always spilling stuff. They're trying not to, but they do. So this is a time that you want to go ahead and make sure that you're vacuuming or sweeping and mopping those things up. That's going to also help with any smells. Again, we're combating nose blindness, and we are talking about tantalizing the senses. And we are not just covering up the smell, but we're getting to the root and the surface. And we're starting in the kitchen, because that's where a lot of our smells tend to come from. The next thing we want to tackle is our trash can. Our trash can, our recycle can, if you have a compost bin, it has to be cleaned. We need to take all of the trash out now that you've cleaned out your refrigerator, now that you've cleaned out your freezer. And a good time is while you're cleaning out your freezer, any meat that is unidentifiable, any meat that has been sitting, any meat that you know is not good, this is the time that you want to go ahead and throw all of that stuff away. That is also, again, going to create that freshness. And you know, not only just from a smell place, but now you have foods, fruit, vegetables, things of that nature that you know that you're going to eat because they're no longer bad. And especially when it comes to our fruit, fruits tend to smell. So if you open up that refrigerator and you see you may have some fruit in there that has been sitting for a while, it will smell and you know that it needs to go in trash. That will help combat that nose blindness because now you're getting rid of anything that could create a funky, nasty smell in there. So we're taking that trash out and we're going to get to the nitty-gritty of this trash can. How many times do we see the trash can and we know that we need to thoroughly clean this joker out? But our trash can is one of those things that, you know, we just take trash out, put a new bag in, and that's our cycle. But we're going to take a moment and we're going to thoroughly clean it. And you could do this one of two ways. If you want to do it in the kitchen, you're more than welcome. Some people like to do it, in the bathroom where they can maybe put the trash can in their shower because they can't bend over. Those that have mobility issues and it hurts for them to bend over, that's fine. You do whatever you need to do. But we want to thoroughly take some hot water, some of our disinfectant, and our dishwashing liquid. We're going to get in the inside where some of our foods have probably leaked. How many times have we had trash bags that have broken? How many times have we just had food that has been lingering at the bottom? Eventually, that lingering smell goes over into the home because after a while, when it goes unscathed and you're not cleaning it or wiping it out, it eventually becomes an odor. So we want to take a sponge, not the sponge that you do your dishes with, not the sponge that you wipe your counters with. Take a different sponge. And we want to, one that preferably may have the two-sided, where it's a sponge on one side, the gripper or the rougher texture on the other. That's really going to help. And then you want to scrub the inside and outside of that trash can, including the top. Now, if you have one of those voice activated or battery operated trash cans, this is not how you want to clean it. But if you have a regular traditional one that you've just gotten from Walmart, and this is where in its plastic bin, or you even have a trash service, these are things that you can do. That you want to be able to really clean and get your home together. Because after you clean that trash can, we're going to put some hot water in there. We're going to spray it down. We can take a paper towel and wipe it and let it dry by air if you want to. Just, let it air dry. I like to take a little paper towel, wipe it out so I can go ahead and put a fresh, clean trash bag in it. If you have one of those voice activated or battery operated, the bin comes out. So you want to take the bin, do a thorough clean of the bin, and you can still use a wipe or the whatever type of cleaner. Some people may have the stainless steel, and that's what they use, a stainless steel cleaner. If you want to use an all-purpose cleaner, whatever works for you. And you want to wipe out the exterior of your trash can. The inside bin that comes out, you want to thoroughly clean that the same way I was just describing if it was a plastic trash can. And the top is where you want to wipe down. You have to be careful because we understand it has batteries and it can't get wet. So this is where you don't want to spray directly on the backside where the batteries are, but you can take one of those Clorox wipes or you could put a little spray on a paper towel and wipe down all of the surfaces where food has stuck on and spilled within there. And there you go. Now you have a clean trash can. A tip to keep your trash can smelling good, if you have any oils like a bergamot, lavender, tea tree, frankincense, myrrh, lemongrass, whatever oil that you want, you can put a few drops of oil on a cotton ball or a little round pad and put that in the bottom of your trash can. If you don't have a particular oil, the next trick that you could do is get one of those little small the little small ones for small spaces that you can get. It's a little air freshener for small spaces. You could put that at the bottom of your trash can, then put your bag over top. That is going to help with combating odors with trash. Another thing you could do is the trash bags you buy. Now, some people say I can't do scent, so I have to do unscented. Then that's fine. I totally get it and understand. So again, maybe doing a few drops of a natural oil may work better for you. If you can't do a lot of scents that are kind of those man-made strong scents, something on a more natural basis may work. And if that doesn't work and you can't do any of it, that's fine too. This is why we're doing that deep clean, to help prevent nose blindness and not just covering up an odor and a smell, but to get to the surface and the root of it. You can maybe put a little bit of baking soda in the bottom of that bag. That'll help with some of those surfaces if you cannot do one of the scented bags. But if you can do one of the scented bags, that'll be great, because that helps with, again, that nose blindness and helping with the trash odors. For those, again, that cannot, then you can, again, put a little bit of baking soda in there just to kind of help with any of the liquids and spills, something that would just kind of help neutralize some of the odors. That would help. And that way you don't have to worry about any of the large smells or some of those manufactured smells that could be overbearing and overpowering. So I hope I've given you guys some good tips for the kitchen. Because now we're going to ready to move into the bathroom. My last tip for the kitchen is to go through your spice drawer. And the reason I say go through your spice drawer or your spice cabinet, when we are cooking, a lot of our spices tend to fall. And those spices, when you're opening your cabinet or opening your spice drawer, they can give off additional odors and smells, and they can be strong. So we want to make sure that we have wipe all of those out, that we have taken a few moments to wipe it clean, and then put all of our spices back to, again, prevent any additional smells that can be overbearing and overpowering. So those are my kitchen tips. Let's get into the bathroom. Oh, one more kitchen tip. Just thought about it. Our garbage disposal. Sorry, how could I leave that out? Oh my goodness. The garbage disposal, and not just our garbage disposal, but our rags that we're utilizing and our sponges that we're utilizing, they create odor. When you are wiping tables, wiping the counters, and washing dishes, those dish rags and those sponges, they have to be replaced. They will need to be, well, the dish rags can go in the washer with a little bit of bleach. Your sponges can go in the trash and you would just need to get a new sponge. But those carry a lot of germs and bacteria. Make sure that you are cleaning those regularly, making sure that you are putting the wash rags in with some bleach to help combat all of the germs and all of the yuckiness and the smells that it holds. It holds a lot of smell. And I'm guilty of this. I just went into my kitchen a few days ago, and I was like, what is that smell? And I could smell it at the kitchen, at the kitchen sink. I thought it was the garbage disposal. So I have the garbage disposal pods. So for me, and everybody's different, so I'm going to give you a couple of tips. You could use the garbage disposal pods, and you would just use them according to the packaging on the back of what is instructing you to do. If you don't want to do that, you can use a little bit of baking soda, and then a little bit of vinegar and maybe some lemon and ice, and run your garbage disposal that way. But in this case, I use one of those pods, and I still put a tad of vinegar in it to assist. And I cut the dishwasher on, ran it with scalding hot water. And I thought that that was it. I was like, cool, smells much better. But then I left the area and came back to the kitchen. I was like, no, I still smell it. I put my nose to the sink and oh my goodness, it was the dish rag. I was like, oh, that's what it is. So I ended up going to throw it in the washing machine with some bleach and we were good to go. But a lot of times you don't realize how much when you're utilizing it to, again, wash the dishes, to wipe down the tables, wiping down counters, even though you're rinsing it out and getting the food out, it is still holding on to various germs and debris and things that are stuck in there. So you definitely want to be cleaning those out. So I have both. I have a sponge and I have a dish rag. I'll wash the dish rag, and then after a while, eventually I will trash it and just replace it. And then I always keep sponges on tap so that I can constantly change out those sponges. So another tip that I wanted to give out, because how could I forget your garbage disposal? You definitely want to be cleaning that regularly and wiping out your sink. I don't know about anybody else, but it is a habit or a good practice. When you finish washing your dishes, you should be washing your sink. Every time I finish washing dishes, and I don't even care if I'm putting them in a dishwasher, I am taking my sponge, the harder side, rougher side down, or the scrubber side. I put some dish liquid on there, and I am scrubbing out my sink on both sides. Then I thoroughly take some hot water, and I rinse it. Again, every so often, I will go ahead and clean out my garbage disposal, and I put one of those pods down there, a little bit of vinegar, run it with hot water. And again, whichever one you get, it'll tell you the directions on how to use it. That is also going to help cut down on smells that we don't necessarily realize. If you have water that has been sitting in your home, like water that has been sitting with dishes, and you just haven't gotten to it because of whatever reason, and those dishes are just sitting in that stale water, that water begins to smell after a period of time. So you definitely don't want to leave those dishes just sitting in that water for days. I understand that you may have forgotten for a day or so, but after that, we need to go ahead and decide if we're going to wash them by hand, go ahead and put them in a dishwasher. But leaving them in the sink, that's going to bring additional odors, and then just having them sitting in water, that water begins to have a smell. And so you don't want to do that either. So now let's hit up the bathroom real quick, because our bathroom is another highly trafficked, highly used place. And the first thing that I recommend is cleaning out your commode. We also need to make sure that we have certain things. I don't care what you're using, whether it is bleach, whether you make your own cleaner for your toilet commode, whether you're purchasing something from the store, but you have to really clean and dig. I know some people say, oh, I just put one of those tap drops in there. I put one of those tap drops in there too. Turns my water bowl blue. Wonderful. But every week I am taking my scrubber and I am thoroughly cleaning. If you don't have a scrubber, but you can, a toilet bowl cleaner scrubber, get you a pair of gloves, get you a sponge that you can throw away, or one that is designated specifically for your toilet bowl, and whatever products that you need, whether you want to use Pine Sol, bleach. And I'll tell you, I mix, and I know a lot of people may not. I don't use just one thing. I mix, and I feel like for me, my personal, unless my home has that fresh bleach smell, I don't feel like my home is clean. So yes, I'm using bleach. It's not just for me to wash clothes. I use bleach in my kitchen. I use bleach on my counters. I use bleach even in my sinks. I use bleach to help combat not just germs, but also the odors. So putting a little bit of bleach in your commode, that is where, again, we're constantly utilizing our bathroom. That's where a lot of smells begin. Also, when we are cleaning our bathrooms, and I've said this before when I've gone through my cleaning shows, you need to make sure you are cleaning and wiping around the commode. We have to clean the bottom side. We have to clean around the commode. We can't just forget about those things. So we have to make sure that we have those clean. Washing your sinks. We want to make sure the sink is wiped. Our countertops are wiped. Doing the same thing with our tub. Anything that may be stuck in there. We get hair stuck. We get, you know, little things and particles from, if we're utilizing certain body washes or scrubs, we want to make sure that those things are not just stuck down. So you may want to get some hot water, just kind of run it over your or run it inside of your tub for a little bit, just to make sure everything is dissolving. Again, taking a moment with getting some vinegar, just running it down there. That's going to help really clean out. We don't want to just mask our smell, which we'll get into in a moment. Well, some things that you could do that now that you've attacked all the odor spots, what are some things that I can do to keep my home smelling fresh? So we're going to get into that in a moment, but I'm hitting those high target areas. Cleaning and changing out your washcloths and towels. Those things also hold odors. And when you walk into your bathroom and sometimes you smell, it's like, oh, what is this mildewy smell? Or what is this funky smell? I don't know. It's just something I can't put my hands on. A lot of times it is really where our bathroom rugs need to be washed, our washcloths and our towels. So we need to take a moment, pull those rugs up off the floor, put them in a washing machine, give them some time, give them some love while they're washing, sweep and mop the floor if you have a few moments. If you can't mop it, at least sweep it up. Do the same with your switching out your towels, switching out your washcloth. Again, making sure that you have clean in that tub, making sure that your commode is clean inside and out, wiping down the top of the toilet, the back of the toilet, around the bottom of the toilet, around the outer of the toilet, especially if you have boys or men and they don't always aim perfectly. We want to make sure that back wall, that whole area, also even the sides of your sink, where you have your sink. If you have one of those pedestal sinks, wonderful. If you have a little cabinet there, wipe the side of the cabinet. Another tip that I shared when I was doing an episode on cleaning your bathroom to keep it from smelling fresh, the same tip about the trash can, taking some cotton balls or cotton rounds, putting a few drops of scented or natural oil right on it, putting it at the bottom of the wastebasket or in the toilet paper roll. You can get a few little dots or dashes of oil, put them on the inside of the roll of the toilet paper. So every time you spin the roll, you're spending some freshness to go with it. So now I hope some of those tips have helped with our high traffic areas where a lot of the smells typically come from, which is the kitchen and our bathrooms. The other thing, now that we have everything cleaned, it's smelling fresh, what else do I need to do? One, we need to open our windows. You know, over the summertime, I understand we really didn't have our windows open. It was hot. We were dealing with pollen. We were dealing with all types of mosquitoes, bugs, bees, and everything else. And we didn't want to have that. Now that our cooler weather is starting to shift in, you don't have to keep your windows open long, because I know in some localities, it is still burning up hot. It's not as cool. That's fine. But opening the windows allow for some fresh air to come in. It also allow for any of those stale odors to go away. You know, you've already taken the time to address your kitchen. We've taken the time to address our bathrooms. Let's allow for some fresh air to come in. Another place that will unfortunately hold odor, another place that will unfortunately hold odors is our curtains. The curtains, we typically will keep them up. We don't necessarily change them out often. Some people will change out the curtains periodically depending on what season they're in. But let's be honest, a lot of times when we put up curtains, they're neutral colors, and a lot of times we'll keep them up all year round, unless you're putting up curtains specifically for Christmas. Some people do switch out their curtains for fall, but a lot of times, let's just be honest, we don't really switch them out as often. So that's another place that holds odors. Why? We're cooking every day. We are cooking, or we're in and out of the home. We're coming through the front door, the back door. We are running errands, and we're traveling. We have stuff that we're bringing in and out with us from the outside. The curtains collect dust. They're up there. Nobody has taken the time. Now, we may open and close them every now and again, but we really haven't taken a time to get them down and put them in a wash. That is another way to help combat nose blindness and to bring in some freshness. Take those curtains down. Some of them may need to be dry cleaned. That's fine. Take them to the cleaners. There are some cleaners out there that will do same day or give you a couple of hours or 24 hours, but take those curtains down. If you can put them in the wash, that is my recommendation. Throw them in the wash. Wash them, dry them, get them fresh, get them nice and clean. While you're sitting there opening up the windows, let's take a moment and wipe down our blinds, our mini blinds, our beautiful big plantation blinds, whatever it is that you may have, dust collects there. We need to take a moment and wipe out our window sills. A lot of times that's, again, just dust, funk, hair. If you have plants and all of those things, you know, these are just things that we don't clean every day. And so we want to take a moment, wipe all of that stuff out because we're trying to bring in the freshness, creating a space of tantalizing the senses and elevating our home through smell. So another way to do it is to make sure all the dust is out, any dust mites, and taking a moment to clean places that we don't normally clean every day that kind of go untapped and are hidden. We want to go ahead and address those things. So another thing we want to do is if you like scents and you don't mind some of the heavier commercial scents, please, by all means, get you an air wick. You can not only get an air wick, but now you can get you some little Bath and Body Works. That's one of my favorites. I love, 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 love the Bath and Body Works. I love how it smells. I love the different scents that they offer. I have my favorites with Bath and Body Works. I am a Bath and Body Works connoisseur, okay? I shop them regularly. Not everybody does. That may not be your thing. That's just mine. So for me, I have their wallflowers. They're not called plug-ins, but you can do plug-ins if you don't want to or are not able to maybe afford the Bath and Body Works ones. Febreze has some nice ones that really smell good. Air Wick has nice ones that smell good. You can go to any store and pick those up. My favorite, though, for me personally, is the Bath and Body Works Wallflowers. I have my favorite scents that I use in my room. I have them in my bathroom, my bedroom. I have them in my dining room and in the living room. So all bedrooms, except for one of the bedrooms with the which is the smaller kids' room. We don't have one in there. One inside of the dining area is a must. The living room. And I don't have a Bath and Body Works in my kitchen, but what I do have is a Febreze. And I have the new Febreze scent plug-in in my kitchen that I use. And I like that. You find what works for you. There's no right or wrong to this. You find what works for you. But that is an amazing way after you have cleaned to have some scents come in. If you do not like any of these scents and you don't like your home smelling like that, that is fine. There's no beat up. Okay. If you have carpet, take a moment, take some baking soda, sprinkle it all around your carpet. That's going to help neutralize odors, especially if you have pets. Because if you do have pets, you want to be able to get that smell out. And we'll talk about that with their bowls and making sure that those are washed and clean. Let's stop for a second to address it. If you have pets, we want to make sure that you have cleaned out not only their regular dog food bowl, their drinking bowl. You want to make sure they are clean, they're wiped out. You want to go through each of their toys. If you need to wash them, you don't have to necessarily wash them in any type of detergent, but some of them you just want to see if you can wash them, if they are washable, just to kind of make sure that they're clean and deodorized, because of course we don't want to hurt our pets and do anything that will cause harm to them. We want to neutralize anywhere that they may be sleeping. So if they have a pet bed, you want to take that outside for a moment. Just make sure that all of the pet hair is out. Or we want to take a little of that baking soda and vacuum, take the attachment to your vacuum, vacuum out the inside of that pet bed, because you not only have hair, you know, same thing when we are laying in our beds. Eventually, when we're changing our sheets, I don't know about you, but you should be spraying it down. You should be spraying your mattress down. You should be vacuuming on a regular basis. Same thing you want to do with our pets. They're an extension of us, an extension of our family. So if you, again, if you don't like odors or strong smells, and to help neutralize odors, take some of that baking soda. If you have carpet, put it all down. Go ahead and vacuum it. Let it sit for just a few moments and then start vacuuming to really get all of those odors, pet hair, and all of those things out, any dander that you may have. Again, addressing the dog bed if you have it, any of their blankets that they lay on beyond their toys, anything that they may be laying on or playing with, you know, blankets, towels, things of that nature that have just kind of been sitting. You want to go ahead and put those in the wash so those will be fresh. Again, you don't have to do anything with smell, but at least washing it thoroughly is going to help keeping it clean. If you have a cat, you want to make sure litter boxes are wiped out. You want to make sure that you are changing those litter boxes regularly, cleaning out the boxes. If you have any other type of pets or cages, if you have birds, making sure the bird cages are cleaned out, making sure that all of the hair and any little pellets and things of that nature are out of those cages and properly cleaned. If you have cages for your dogs, you want to do the same thing. If you have a little cat carrier, the same thing. You want to thoroughly clean, wipe everything out. Another thing that you can do to really help with the air, especially for those that may not can do heavier scents, is an air purifier. Air purifiers are amazing. They're going to help remove any odors from the air naturally. So those air purifiers, they don't bring out any additional scents. Let me tell you when. And I'm going to end up getting me another one. I don't have one right now, but when COVID first hit, my doctor recommended that I get an air purifier. And when I tell you, it made the difference in my room, because I do suffer with seasonal allergies and asthma. And so it was very helpful during that time when everyone is getting sick. Of course, we were trying to take preventive measures and nobody knew what COVID was and all of that stuff. We utilized, or I utilized, that air purifier, and I had it on all throughout. I would, you know, put it on for a few hours during the day, and then I would maybe take it a little break, put it back on a little bit later. It really helps. They have purifiers that you can get from anywhere, from Amazon to Walmart, Target, and anywhere else. But that is a great addition to help remove any odors from the air. Another thing that you can also do is if you have the Lysol, and I'm not talking about just Lysol surface. They actually have Lysol that's for the air. As I mentioned earlier, the seasons are starting to shift and change. So as we are combating our nose blindness, as we are tantalizing our senses through the cleanliness of the air, making sure that everything smells good, there's no stuck on food, no stale odors, spraying the air with the Lysol Air Effects is really great. It really not only just makes the air smell good, but it helps with combating anything that could be airborne that we are bringing into our homes that we may not be aware of. As I had said last week as well, this is a time to do our seasonal maintenance. The other thing you want to do is change out our filters. We don't change out our filters enough, but you have to go if you are in an apartment. Typically, your rental office will do it. But if you are a homeowner, or if it's your responsibility to change those filters out, please go to Lowe's or Home Depot or to some hardware store. You can get the ones that have the extra that help in combat, like with allergies or allergens. They're a little more pricey than just the ones you pick up from the store that's $1 or $2. They're a little more pricey, but they are well worth it because they really help when you are changing out your filters. This is a great time to take your vacuum attachment and vacuum. Also in our vents carry odors and smells. We want to take a moment to vacuum, make sure there's no dust through there. Take some time to vacuum our vents out. That's going to create and help with a more harmonious, not just with getting out the dust, because sometimes you could try to figure out why you're constantly sneezing or what's going on or what could be making you sick. This is a way to really look and figure out, oh, wow, it's nothing but dust up here. Oh, my goodness, this filter is nasty. Even in our bathrooms, you know, when you're doing that deep, thorough clean and you may notice, oh, my gosh, I didn't know this black spot. Is this mold? Is this mildew? What is it? That way you can address what it is and to combat any area that you could possibly be getting sick in, as well as just not just trying to combat the feeling of, oh my God, it stinks in here. Some other things that you can do to really help build a routine is to make sure that you're checking these spaces on a regular basis. At least once a month, you should be deep cleaning your trash can. At least once a month, you may not be able to take everything out of your refrigerator, but at least wipe up those spills. If you see things that are spilled, you go in and you see that something isn't smelling good, please make sure you just go in and wipe it out. The refrigerator, you can get some of your baking soda and put that in your refrigerator. That helps with neutralizing odors as well. You want to be as proactive as possible so you're not struggling to try to feel like this is another area that I have to do. No, these are just simple everyday things, but we're just elevating it because not only are we addressing odor fatigue and things that we may not can smell, but we're creating that sense of coziness and warmth. What scents do you like? Are you a lavender? Do you like lemon? Do you like eucalyptus? Do you like the apple cinnamon? Do you like the more woodsy smells? What things do you like? And get you some diffuser oils that you like. That smells good. And it's like, ooh, it's giving me that spa feeling. Your home is your place. I'm getting tongue-tied. I'm sorry. Your home is your place of peace and refuge, and it should feel like it and smell like it when you walk through that door. Another thing that you can do to really help is our shoes, especially our tennis shoes. When we are walking in our tennis shoes, whether we have on socks or without socks, our feet are sweating. Have you checked your shoes? Have you just taken a moment to maybe spray our shoes down or spray your shoes down, taking a little bit of Lysol, just spraying it down, checking for any odors? Do those shoes need to go in the wash? Do I need to kind of set them outside to let them get, some fresh air? Because hidden odors come from places that we least expect. Clothes baskets. How long has it been since you've washed your clothes? Our clothes tend to just pile up and pile up, and they hold on to odor. So if you walk in your room or walk in your closet like, oh, it's stinking here, a lot of times it can also be our clothes because we have not taken a moment to wash our clothes. Some people wait and only wash once a month or every other week. That's fine if that's your schedule. But you want to make sure that you're going in and it's not creating a smell. And it's like, oh, goodness. Yes, you want to go in and make sure that you're washing your clothes. Cleaning those things regularly help to prevent buildup and odors. Your hats. We are wearing our hats. They're cute. We look good. We have our cowboy hats because, you know, everybody's on the boots on the ground thing. We have our regular baseball caps. Now we're getting ready to transition to we're going to have on our more fall and winter hats and scullies and things of that nature. But when we're utilizing oils and different shampoos and spritz and gels and hairsprays, that stuff gets into our hats. So we have to make sure that we are taking a moment to wipe them down. either with a cloth or whatever the cleaning instructions are, or taking some Lysol and cleaning them out. The smells get into places that you don't think of. These are things that you really make like, ooh, I didn't even think about that, because it's so everyday for us. You know, we'll put on a hat, take it off, and just throw it in the closet. Or we'll just throw and put our shoes in the closet, not realizing when we walk in, like, oh God, something stinks. It is because our feet has been sweating. We just took our shoes off. We didn't take a moment to spray them or figure out if we needed to just kind of set them outside for a second. And now we just throw them in a closet. And now we're trying to figure out why other stuff in our closet is smelly. We also want to think about our drawers. Our drawers, because it's closed up, they sometimes can have smells. You can use those scented sachets. Those are really cute that you can use in a closet. You could put them in a drawer, or you can put them in your shoes. A pro tip, if you don't want to necessarily purchase those sachets that you can get from the store, you can make your own. Get you one of those little garbanzo bags that you can drawstring that has like the little mesh that it is that you can still smell. Get you some like Downy Unstoppables, Game, or some type of scent beads, whatever is your favorite. Get you a nice little scent bead and put a few of those scent beads in one of those little bags, close it up, and boom, you can put it in your closet, especially where your underclothes are, your sock drawer. You could put them where your hoodies are, put them over there by your hats, put them inside your shoes. Those are things that you could do that's on a budget and still gives your home that smell of cleanliness and freshness. You can make your own DIY spray. You don't have to necessarily go out and buy Febreze. Again, I know some people don't like some of those thicker formulated scents. That's fine. You can make your own. Get you a little spray bottle and get you a little like glass spray bottle. You can mix a little bit of water, a little tinge of alcohol, and put a little essential oil in there. Shake it up and spray it. If it doesn't smell strong enough, add a little more essential oil. There's no right measurement to it. Just a little mix of water, a little bit of alcohol, and maybe like 4 to 5 drops of essential oil or more, depending on the potency that you're looking for. And that is a DIY spray. You could spray that around your home, making sure that you're vacuuming your couches. We kind of just black down and just kind of whoosh on our sofas and our couches and in our recliners. But we don't take time to kind of go through and clean those as well. Scents are in that. Scents are in our clothes. We eat sometimes on our furniture. When is the last time you've taken a moment to vacuum your sofa? Take some time, vacuum out your sofa. Go up under the sofa cushions, vacuum all of that out. Food typically is there. You have food, sometimes you have change, money. You'll be surprised what you may find under your cushions. Take some time to really go through. And then you could take some, again, a fabric sprayer and spray that on there. You don't have to, if depending on the fabric of your sofa, you know, or just spraying it and just letting it be it. But again, we're finding the source of our nose blindness and attacking it at the source. So we will not have nose fatigue. When we come in our home, we want the smell to hit us at the door. We want the freshness. We want our senses tantalized, because we want to go from a space of chaoticness, of being outside, whether I just came home from work, I just finished picking up the kids from practice, I just picked them up from daycare or school, I got to get in this kitchen and now start dinner. But the smells, it really does dictate our attitudes and our temperaments. When you walk into a spa, they're always playing light music. They have the ambiance. That ambiance is set. Typically, it's not real bright in there. They have the water that kind of tantalize, that sense there too of the water giving the calmness. When you go in, the smell, you can smell the lavender or smell the different scents that they have. That is calming for you. They do that on purpose to help relax your nervous system, because of that smell is going to put you in a place of tranquility and typically calmness. So certain essential oils work for that. And so when you walk into your home, you want to have that same expression of calmness, something that smells good, something that's going to bring that spa-like feeling, something that's going to really shift you from whatever you've had going on the outside, that now I'm in my home and this is my place of zen, my place of peace, my happy place. And it smells like that. It smells, it's giving off joy, it's giving off comfort, it's giving off home, it's giving off a place that I can really relax and unwind, because all of the different smells, it tantalizes the senses. What are you going to do to make sure that your home, when you walk in, is going to tantalize your senses? We want to make sure that you're not walking in and you may be feeling tense. You may have had a rough day. Things may have gotten difficult. You could be battling stress or whatever it is because of everything that you feel like is on your plate, and it could be heavy. But when you walk in your home, it gives you that place of, yes, I'm home. Thank you. This is comfort. This is joy. This is relaxation for me. And just stepping away for 2 to 3 seconds and just taking it all in and allowing your senses to smell everything that's going on around you. You're smelling the ginger. You're smelling the bergamot. You're smelling everything that brings that delightfulness into your home and to bring that joy. So I hope you guys have enjoyed tantalizing your senses and elevating your home with smell. This is Tamara Taylor, your host. And until next time, catch us again next week, same bat time, same bat channel here on Real Home at Harp Sound Radio. Until next week, I will see you again soon.